Rows of film studio buildings reflected in the shiny gold surface of a shield with the letters WB in its centre. Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company. A series of 3D metallic Vs, one inside the other. Village Roadshow Pictures. A brown-haired guy in his 40s, Carl, rejects a call from an unknown caller.
No.
He puts the phone in his pocket. He stares down blankly. He tenses. He takes the phone out again.
No means no.
He hangs up again. He takes his phone out and fumbles. He accidentally answers it and sighs. He holds it to his ear.
Bonjour.
Carl, I know it's you.
Oh. Hey, man. I was just about to call you. That's so weird. Had your number dial, was about to press send. Did you block your number?
Yeah, I did. You never answer when I don't.
Hmm.
So, what are you doing?
Oh, just hanging out in my apartment.
You did get my text, right?
What? Text? What?
We're all going out tonight.
Oh, man, that sounds great. I wish I could join you. I'm just so jammed up. I'm totally off the grid, you know what I mean?
No, I don't. At all.
I got a bunch of stuff going on. There's this thing I gotta do. Any other night would have been great. Darn it to heck!
Thing? What thing?
Thing, you know, just a thing. If I had my thing in front of me, I could tell you what it is, but I know there's a thing.
A thing? Huh. You know, I don't think there's anything written down in your fake calendar.
No. It says specific things.
Specific things? Like, get in line at the video store?
What? What are you talking about? I'm not at the video store. I'm in my apartment.
I can see you, Carl. I'm outside the video store.
Carl turns to the window. Peter waves.
That's not me.
It's not?
Oh, I know what's happening. There is this guy who looks just like me who goes a lot of the same video stores that I do. That's probably who you're seeing right now.
Wow, that's amazing. Because his mouth is moving in exact sync with what you're saying.
Carl moves his mouth.
Carl, I know you're not saying anything. Carl, get outside. I know you're not talking.
What?
Carl!
All right!
Grumpily, Carl hangs up at the Bigfoot Lodge.
Look who's here.
Hey!
Wow.
I don't...
You? Right.
Wow.
Hey.
I don't believe it.
Rooney, Carl Allen. Never thought I'd see the day, my man.
Hey.
Don't you hung up the old Spurs, cowboy?
Nah, I just got a lot of stuff going on, some things I gotta do, issues pending, keep me pretty busy.
Yeah, no, I hear you, player.
So, we are really excited for you to be here, Carl, because we have an announcement to make. Honey, show him.
A ring.
Oh, there it is. Deal with it.
Oh,
right? God, guys. Big step, huh?
Yeah, it's a big step. It's a huge one.
Man, moving fast. That's okay. What has it been, 6 months?
No.
2 years.
Oh, yeah. That's about right then.
So, anyway, we're going to have a engagement party on the 21st. Open bar.
Oh, you bastard. Always knows how to get me.
Nice. Carl, does that work for you?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
What's there to figure out?
Oh, God, look who's here.
I'm not falling for that, Carl. What's to figure out?
Carl, it's open bar. What's the problem?
I'm serious. Stephanie's at the bar.
The Stephanie?
Yes, my ex-wife. She's at the bar.
They all turn to Gorp.
Oh, God, that is Stephanie.
Looks like she's with someone there, too.
Yeah, they seem to be thriving. Good. Good for her.
The guy nuzzles her.
Oh, look, they're touching each other's genitals. Isn't that amazing? I'm so glad I came out. Love it. Okay, you know what? I gotta go.
No.
But...
No, Carl, you can stay.
It's been 3 years. You can't leave every time she comes around.
Totally unrelated. It has nothing to do with Stephanie.
Carl. Peter?
Stephanie, guys?
Yeah.
Hey.
Is that boyfriend Ted?
Hey. I don't believe we...
No, I don't believe we have. I don't believe we have.
You're leaving?
Yeah, unfortunately. Terrible timing, too, because you just got here.
You just got here, too, Carl.
Carl eyes Rooney.
Yeah, but he's got a... thing.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's a thing, and there's no time. There's time crunch, and time is not the essence. Anyway, I am gonorrhea.
Ted and Stephanie frown at him.
Wow, that didn't sound quite right. Oh, well.
Whoa!
He bashes into a waitress and slips. He ends up on the floor with a tray of drinks. He stands.
See you guys.
Stiff as a board, he trudges off past a crowd of staring people. At home, Carl dons a suit jacket and studies his reflection in the mirror. He pops a name badge into his pocket, then smiles at himself. As he leaves his apartment, a small white-haired woman creeps up behind him. She smiles.
Ah! Hi, Tilly.
Morning, Carl. Would you like to come over for a little breakfast?
Oh, gee, that sounds great, but I can't.
Ah, some cereal, a little yogurt.
Yeah, no.
How about some toast?
Oh, you know, I have to go to work, but thanks.
Outside a cafe.
Good show tonight. Come check us out.
A guy bins a flyer.
Your loss. Hey, man, want to rock out tonight? Oh, it's you. Let me guess. No? Yep. Yes?
No, I meant yes, dear. No.
Yeah,
Carl sits at his computer.
PersianWifeFinder.com. No, thank you. Costume party.
Yeah, no.
He spots a colleague springing out of his chair.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
Carl Allen has reported for duty.
I'm not a soldier, Norman.
You're a soldier on the front line of finance.
Norman, line one.
Did you want to get that? In the privacy of your office?
Well, I'll just get it here.
Yeah.
You're with Norman. Uh-huh. You sure? Because... Okay. Yep. Whatever you say. Okay.
Norman hangs up.
Yeah, remember that promotion we're talking about?
Yeah.
That's not going to happen. Tried to fight for you on the phone there. It was between you and Demko, and they went with Demko.
No, I don't care. I didn't really want the job badly. I just figured after 5 years I'd be the logical choice, but whatever.
Well, hey, look at it this way. At least you didn't get shit-canned. You know what that means?
Fired?
Oh, how'd you know what that meant? Have you heard me say that before?
No, it's a pretty common expression.
In my circles. I made it up.
Well, it's catching on.
Oh, this will cheer you up. I'm having a little get-together at my place. It's a funny hat and or wig party.
Oh, man. Sucks I'm gonna be out of town.
You don't know what day it is.
When is it?
Friday.
I'm out of town.
You spoke at the same time I did just then. It was almost like you were committed to saying what you were saying, regardless of what I was going to say.
I admit business has been slow. I mean, there's a lot less demand for a small rollerblade shop, you know, what with Big Five and the sports chalet. But my designs are going to revolutionize the roller industry. I know that, Marv. But you have no equity. None. And your credit? Bad. But I don't want to sound desperate.
Yeah.
We kind of no other options left.
Carl swallows. He stamps a loan application form with the word declined. Outside the bank, he rejects another call from an unknown caller. He sits down on a wall.
Carl! Hey! Long time no see.
Nick Lane? Hey.
You don't still work at the bank, do you?
Yeah. Kind of why I'm sitting outside here, eating my lunch, wearing the name tag.
Huh. You must be running this place by now.
I could have. Had a couple offers. Didn't want to get tied down.
How's Stephanie?
Good. God. She's good. What have you been doing?
Oh, I've been all over the map, man. I've lived. I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. I ate bat in Laos. I shot a cow with a bazooka. I'm not proud of that last one. But I did it, man.
Wow, sounds wild.
Want to know my secret?
He takes out a leaflet.
I'm a yes man. The word yes has changed my life here.
No, thanks. I'm fine.
Fine. I wipe my ass with fine.
Wow. Okay.
You don't want to work here, Carl.
Yeah, I do.
Carl frowns.
No, you don't.
Nick leans over Carl.
Why don't you take this rock, throw it at that bank and shatter the window?
No, thanks.
Then ask me if I want to.
Do you want to throw that rock at the bank?
Yes!
Nick lobs the rock.
What are you, nuts? Go to the seminar, Carl.
Nick's open-mouthed as two security guards run out of the building. One of them takes him down, the other one leaps on top.
Carl, live your life! You won't regret it!
Nick leaps over a wall. Carl's in his car. He rejects an unknown caller. He winds up his window as a guy selling oranges approaches. He passes the man outside the cafe.
You know you want to see my band?
Go!
At his desk...
Sorry.
The decline stamp.
Hi.
Stephanie?
Carl.
Yeah, it's me.
Just felt like calling you. I was missing you, I guess. Weird, huh?
Yes, Carl. I have to go. Ted and I are taking a little boat ride.
Oh, that's great. Good for you. Good for you.
Carl browses DVDs in the video store. He sits alone on the sofa in his smart apartment.
Jesus, Pete. I'm not in or I'm busy.
He watches a film. A man is sawing his leg off.
Oh, come on. You're halfway through. Just snap it off already.
Carl frowns and pauses the film. He goes to the door and peeps through the spy hole.
Pete? Hey! Where you been?
You ever get my calls?
What?
God, no. Oh, I totally lost my phone.
You're so full of shit.
There it is.
Yeah, there it is. You know what, buddy? You missed my engagement party tonight.
Oh, no. Oh, shoot, you're kidding. That was tonight?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry, man. I totally gapped it. Listen, I'll make it up to you, I promise. I swear, you pick the day, any day you want, we'll go out, we'll swashbuckle.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
This wasn't drinks at a bar, Carl. This was my engagement party. You only get married once.
Well, I certainly wouldn't do it again.
I know, Carl. I know that Stephanie left you, and I know that you have issues because of it, but this isn't about you. It's about me. When's the last time you did anything fun? You're always making excuses. I don't want to commit. I don't want to be tied down. I mean, do you even know my fiancé's last name?
Yeah, Fisher. Fishman. Wait, Fishwall.
Fishwall? You think her name's Lucy Fishwall?
No, that's wrong.
It's Burns.
Burns?
It's Lucy Burns, Carl. And guess what? She doesn't like my best friend. And I keep trying to think of reasons why she should, but you know what? I can't think any.
Pete,
I don't want to hear another excuse, Carl. Jesus.
You do whatever you want. I'm just telling you, you don't change your life, you're going to end up a lonely guy. A lonely guy, Carl. Lonely guy.
Peter hurries off. Carl shuts his door with a worried expression. Peter and Rooney enter Carl's flat.
Hey, Carl.
Rooney goes to the fridge. Peter heads over towards the sofa.
Hey, Rooney, come here for a second.
Peter furrows his brow and studies something.
Carl look a little odd to you? Is it me, or does he look like he's kind of dead?
He's contorted but stiff.
Nope. No more than usual.
I don't know. Kind of leaning towards thinking he might actually be dead.
A fly lands on Carl's eye.
I guess I never saw him a lot, so it's hard for me to tell the difference.
Yeah, that's true. He never did much. Wasn't a good friend. Wasn't a good anything. Hey, there more beers in the fridge?
Oh, sorry. Last one.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Carl wakes from his nightmare and sits up with a start. He finds himself alone.
Who was that?
He's on the couch. He puts his feet on the floor. He's wide-eyed and disheveled. He stares into space miserably and swallows. He frowns. Thoughtfully, he gazes down at something on the table. He picks up the Yes is the New No leaflet. He examines it. At the busy Yes conference, Carl wanders past two stalls. Carl carries a bright red Yes bag full of stuff and smiles to himself. He makes his way towards the rows of seats. He sits down.
Carl? Hey, Carl! Psst. Carl, man, hey!
Oh,
Carl!
Hey, Nick.
You made it, man.
Oh, did you want to?
Sure, let me sit down. I knew you'd come. I saw it in your eyes, man. You're gonna love this. Terrence is a genius. He's gonna blow your mind all over the goddamn room. He's like a freaking mind grenade.
Not sure I want that.
Yeah, but you need it. That's why you're here. You have got to start saying yes, my man, and I mean to everything.
Shh. Start.
On two screens.
Life. We are all living it. Or are we?
Ooh, heavy.
Change is generated from consciousness. But where is consciousness generated from? From the external. And how do we control the external? With one word. And what is that word?
Yes! Carl jumps out of his skin. The word yes is written across the huge screens. A guy walks onto the stage. He's around 60 and tanned with white hair. He smiles at his adoring fans. Even Carl smiles and claps.
The word is yes! 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 Say it a million times. Say it a million more times. And the word you will have said 2 million times is...
Carl holds up his hand expectantly, then nods knowingly. Everyone else claps.
I want you to invite yes into your lives. Because it will RSVP yes.
When you say yes to things, you embrace the possible. You gobble up all of life's energies and you excrete the waste. Before we begin today, I'd like to welcome our new members.
He glances around.
Who among you is new?
He is! This guy right here! He's new! Over here!
Come on up, future yes man.
That's okay, I'm just auditing.
A spotlight picks Carl out.
You can't audit life, my friend. Now get on up here.
No thanks, I'm cool.
I'm sorry. What was that you said?
I said I'm cool.
Before that?
Carl smiles awkwardly.
Thank you.
Back up just a little bit more.
No.
No man, no man, no man, no man.
The audience point at him.
The molehill won't come to Terence. Terence will come to the molehill.
Terence slips off his shoes and sprints down the aisle. He reaches Carl and grabs a chair. He sits facing Carl. Someone gives him a mic.
What's your name?
Carl.
Let me guess, Carl. Someone talked you into coming here today, didn't they?
Nick waves.
Yes.
Yes!
And you're not sure about this, are you?
No.
No man, no man, no man, no man!
You're dead, Carl. You say no to life, and therefore you're not living. You make up excuses to the people around you and to yourself. You're stuck in the same dead-end job you have been for years. You don't have a girlfriend. You don't have anything close to a girlfriend. And you lost the love of your life because she couldn't be with someone who didn't live theirs.
Carl takes a sharp breath.
And on most nights, you're so bored and filled with ennui, you can't even summon the enthusiasm necessary to masturbate. Am I right, Carl?
He presses the mic against Carl's nose.
I have had some trouble.
Terence lowers the mic and edges closer to Carl, who inches backwards.
We're gonna make a covenant, Carl. Do you want to make a covenant?
He hits Carl with the mic.
The word is yes, Carl.
Yes!
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 Once you leave this building, every time an opportunity presents itself, no matter what it is, you will say yes.
Yes!
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 Carl furrows his brow.
Yeah, what if I say the other word?
You'll be making a promise to yourself. And when you break a promise to yourself, things can get a little dicey. What do you say, Carl? Are you ready to make a covenant?
Transfix Carl stares at him.
Yes.
Yes!
Yes!
Yes! Yes!
Again.
Yes.
Yes!
Say it again.
Yes!
Terence stands and yanks him up.
Make me believe it!
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Terence throws Carl down. Nick catches him.
Yeah!
His eyes bulging, Terence raises his arms in the air victoriously. He strides back down the aisle towards the stage. Carl laughs and cries alternately. He claps with the rest of the crowd. Terence stands on stage and raises his arms. Some of the audience stand. Nick puts his fingers in his mouth to whistle. Carl and Nick amble along outside the conference venue. A guy smiles at Carl.
Hey, there he is.
Oh, hey, that was really wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Pretty powerful stuff, huh?
Hey, good to have you with us.
Yes.
So you gonna do it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that's weird. I didn't realize we just stepped out of a maybe seminar.
Carl grins and Nick heads off.
Hey, man. That's a nice car. Could you drive me to Elysian Park?
Carl frowns.
Oh.
Yes!
Sure he can. Right, Carl?
Yeah, why not?
Yes! You won't regret this, Carl.
Carl and the vagrant guy get into Carl's car.
Can I use your phone?
By the door.
Go, man, go.
Carl stares ahead pensively. He takes his phone out and hands it to the guy. Nick gives Carl the thumbs up and slams the car door shut. The vagrant dials on Carl's phone. They drive up a dark road into Elysian Park. The guy's on Carl's phone. Carl smiles wryly.
Keep going, or this will do, because it doesn't really matter?
Hold on a sec. I can't hear myself think. It's just a little further, man. It's just right up the hill there. Go ahead.
Carl continues. He pulls up beside some trees.
No, I'm just right over here. Okay. Yeah. What? Hello? Hello? Oh, shit, man. Your battery's dead.
Oh, great.
Carl takes his phone back.
Thanks. Well, gracias, amigo. Man, it's real nice of you to give me a ride. Most people just say no. Of course, I have been having a lot of luck lately outside of that hotel.
No problem. Have a good night.
Oh, can I borrow a couple bucks?
His brow creased, Carl reaches into his pocket.
Okay.
He smiles.
Come this far?
He pulls out some banknotes.
Yes, you can.
You got a whole lot there. Can I have it all?
He offers the guy all his money.
Sure. It's all yours.
The guy has to yank it out of Carl's hand.
God bless you, man.
Carl smiles and waggles his finger. The guy jogs off and dives through a hedge at the side of the road. Carl nods pensively, then reverses his car. He turns the car around. It splutters and stalls.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Perfect.
Carl's walking.
Hey, Carl. Do you want to give all your money away to a homeless guy?
Yes. Yes, I do.
How about letting him burn out your phone battery so you can't call AAA when you run out of gas? You know what? That sounds like a fucking great idea!
What does it take a late night stroll through the hills and get killed by the Manson family? Don't mind if I do.
Carl jogs along a dark road through the park. Carrying a jerry can, he reaches a garage. He glances over at the garage shop, which is closed. He saunters over to a pump and swipes a card in it. He takes it out and rubs it on his arm agitatedly.
Come on, man.
He swipes again. It asks if he wants credit.
Yes, since it's my only f***ing option.
A scooter careers down the road and turns into the garage. Carl turns to look at the pretty dark-haired woman on the scooter. She gets off and undoes the strap on her blue helmet that has eyes painted on it. She looks at Carl with a suspicious frown.
Would you like to carry a 20-pound container of gas up a giant hill to your car? Oh, could I? Could I really?
She takes a photo.
That's a good look.
Oh. Hi. Did you just take my picture?
Maybe.
She smiles.
Did you just run out of gas?
Maybe.
The woman pouts cheekily.
That sucks. That happened to me last week.
When you were driving ridiculously far out of your way to drop off a homeless guy, wore out your phone battery so you couldn't call AAA?
No. I take it that's what happened to you.
No. Why would you assume that?
Carl smiles, then turns away.
Used up your phone?
Yeah! Apparently he was the most popular homeless man on the planet. He was staying connected. It was good to see. I'm just glad that I could be a part of it, really.
That must feel good.
Oh, truly, truly. Yeah, and I'm getting some exercise, which is cool.
Well, do you need a ride?
He eyes her scooter.
On that thing?
They tear down a road on the scooter. Carl sits behind the woman, Allison. He wears the helmet and clings onto her. They weave in and out of the other traffic.
Am I going too fast for you?
Nah. In fact, I think you should go faster. That way, if we crash, at least I'll die. I just don't want to be kept alive artificially.
She speeds up, overtaking two vehicles. Allison holds up her camera to take a picture.
What are you doing?
I'm taking a picture. Smile.
Ah, I can't see. I'm blind.
Me too. Isn't it great?
She veers across the road onto the wrong side. Oncoming cars swerve. They head up a tree-lined hill. In the park by Carl's car.
Yeah, that's getting good. Yep.
He pours petrol into his car.
Well, thanks again for the ride.
No problem. Hopefully the color will return to your face sometime soon.
I'm more of a four-wheel kind of guy.
Really? Yeah. I never would have guessed that. You seem so at ease on, too.
He breaks into a smile.
Can I have my helmet back now?
I'm still wearing it, aren't I?
She mouths yes at him.
Thanks.
He hands it back to her.
So, are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Unless you want to stick around and make out.
What?
What did you say?
He gazes at her, feigning surprise. Wearing the helmet, she marches over to him.
Hey, I...
She presses herself against him and kisses him hard on the lips. She draws back. He's dumbfounded.
Have a good night.
He gazes at her as she gets back onto her scooter. She drives off with a smile. His eyes follow her as she goes. He turns back, slowly smiling to himself. He looks down. He's holding the Polaroid of them on the scooter in his hand. He scrutinizes the photo, nods and smiles.
Yes.
His eyes dart around nervously. He puts the petrol cap back on. At home, he reads a yes booklet.
Yes always leads to something good.
He smiles, nods and checks out the photo of him and Allison.
Never avoid opportunities. They may come in any form. Hello?
Carl, it's your buddy Norman.
Well, and your boss, but more your buddy than your boss, right?
I guess.
Norman punches the air.
So, look, we're kind of short on Saturday staff. Is there any way you could come in? Sure. Nothing I like better than the inside of a bank on a beautiful Saturday. Yeah, there really is something magical about this place.
Norman smiles wistfully. Carl sits in front of his computer at the bank.
Would I like to increase the size of my penis?
Three guys stare at him.
Right. Like I need that.
He smiles and clicks on yes. He clicks to enlarge another pop-up.
Persian Wayfinder.
Hi there. I am Farnoos. Would you be the man for me?
I guess so.
A corpulent woman heads over.
Excuse me. I'd like to apply for a small business loan.
And what's your business?
I bake cakes in the shape of different celebrities' faces.
Oh, wow, Mickey Rourke.
No, it's Bono.
Oh. Yeah, right. Let's hope it doesn't taste like Mickey Rourke.
She gulps at him.
So what do you think?
I think yes.
The woman beams. Carl stamps the form with an approved stamp. A slice has been cut from the cake.
Interesting. Cakes, huh? Yeah, I just kind of went with my gut on it, Norm. You call me Norm? Yeah. Could that, like, be my nickname? Yeah, I guess. Oh, nice. I like your style. Car. I could be yours.
Yeah, Carl's pretty short already, but...
Yeah, but see, it's the kind of dazzle we need around here.
Yeah.
And you know what I did?
What?
Well, that whole Demco thing really chapped my ass. Oh. I marched upstairs and I told the big guns, Carl gets promoted in lieu of Demco, or along with Demco, whichever, or I walk.
Really? What'd they say?
Well, they were quite attracted to the me walking option, you know, for a moment. But then I threw that off the table.
Good move.
And they said if you started to show some initiative, I could promote you.
And?
Well, you're doing it!
Yeah?
Yeah, the whole cake thing?
Yeah.
You're making up nicknames?
Okay.
You know what? I called Demco this morning to ask if he could work on Saturday. And do you know what he said?
No.
Oh, how'd you know that?
He's not here.
Oh, yeah, but you are, Carr. Oh.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm going to give the job to you.
Norm, that's amazing. Oh, my yeah. God, thank you.
Nice little raise in it for you, too. Bump up your salary to 65.
1,000?
Of course, 1,000. Come on, let's step this thing up a notch, Broson.
Oh.
Carl high-fives him.
See what I did there?
Mm-hmm.
I joined a bro with Joseph. Broseph! Pretty cool, huh?
Carl forces a grin.
Very cool, Norm.
At the Bigfoot Lodge, Carl, Peter and Rooney sit in a booth.
I've been such a dick and a douche. You're more of a douche than a dick, probably, but I'm sorry. I should have been there. I mean, really.
You preach to the choir, Carl.
I'm telling you, man. Things are different.
Okay, wait. So wait, you have to say yes to everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you said, I wasn't open to stuff, and now I am, and things are changing for me. It's like the era of yes has begun.
All right. Look, get you out of the house, I'm all for it. Excuse me. You know, can we get another round of drinks? And actually, we're gonna start a tab, and our good friend here, Carl Allen, will be taking care of it.
Carl glances at Rooney.
Well, you're okay with that, right, buddy?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay.
Carl, Peter, and Rooney slam down shot glasses.
I should be prepping my case for Monday, but I cannot miss this!
Hey, you. Another bump of hot sauce.
Carl spits out a lime.
Maury, you guys are early into this, yes.
Carl snorts Tabasco sauce off his hand. Grimacing, he slams his fists on the table. He knocks over all the glasses. Carl plays on an arcade dance game. A figure and arrows on the screen show Carl which moves to execute. He stands on a platform with arrows to the right, left, back and front. He has to move his feet to the correct place to the beat. A crowd has gathered to watch him. He moves quickly, hopping about and spinning around. He's getting a perfect score. Peter and Rooney smile and cheer. He moves nimbly, then twirls with his leg out. People have to duck out of the way. Finally, he collapses backwards. Peter and Rooney catch him.
Carl, that was so awesome.
Excuse me, could I?
Absolutely. Well, I don't think that's what she was asking for, but all right.
Carl snogs her. A big burly guy approaches.
Was I chewing gum before?
Hey,
whoa!
What do you think you're doing, asshole?
Whoa, easy, easy. Hey, this is a little misunderstanding.
Hey, I'm just saying yes to life, Holmes. You gotta say yes to life. I made a secret convent.
Rooney frowns.
That sounded naughty.
I think you and I need to step outside.
No, God, no. It's
okay, it's okay. I got this. Okay. But if I win, I get to take that pretty girl of yours to a ball. Because she deserves that. Every pretty girl deserves to go to a ball.
That is so nice.
Outside, Carl's down. He crashes into a bin. Peter and Rooney go to his aid. They prop up the smiling Carl.
You punched me right in the face, man.
Hey, don't worry, Carl, I got your back.
You don't have anybody's back. Oh, I'm sorry, man. It's all our fault.
I haven't fought in a fight since grade 7.
Hey! Are we gonna fight or what?
Yeah, we're gonna fight. We're gonna fight, all right. Okay? You want some, huh? More? Because I'm open for business, okay? Oop, where'd I go? Oop, where'd I go? Yeah, how do you fight what you can't see? Did you see the legend of Billy Jack? Because I'm gonna take this foot and I'm gonna whop you on that side of your face. And there's not a goddamn thing you can do about it. Just don't break my teeth off on the curb, okay? But let's really sell this. Give him a show.
What?
First, we have to establish the ground rules. And the ground rules are there are no ground rules!
Carl punches a random guy in the face.
Idiot! I'm the wrong guy! Well, maybe you need to start being the right guy. That's why you got punched out. Because you got the wrong attitude right out of the gate.
I'm over here, dickhole.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. You're unbelievable.
The burly guy knees him in the gut.
I almost blocked it. Just didn't get there on time.
Okay, we're done. Look, we've been drinking. He's really been drinking.
Seriously, man. I'm glad we had this experience. I think we both grew from it.
Asshole!
The burly guy is restrained.
We really did!
Yeah! We did, bud!
Oh! She's never gonna go to a ball.
No, she's not.
Carl's face falls. He looks as if he's on the verge of tears. At home, Carl lies beside his toilet, his legs wrapped around the toilet bowl and his head near the door. He stirs. He opens his eyes. They flip from side to side. He smiles. Day, Carl leaves his apartment and locks his door. He turns to find elderly white-haired Tilly holding a hammer.
Okay, Tilly, there you are.
Hi, Carl.
What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could help me put up some shelves.
Oh, really?
She smiles and shrugs. Carl puts up shelves at Tilly's. Tilly knits while he drills.
Okay, that should just about do it. I'll see you later, Tilly.
That was wonderful, Carl. not so fast.
Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, darn, I forgot to go to the bank.
Oh, that's okay.
I'm getting so forgetful. It happens with age.
Don't worry about it.
I am going to have to repay you somehow.
Oh, just doing a favor for a neighbor is good enough for me.
Tilly shakes her head.
You are so handsome. Yeah. How come I never see you with the girl over there?
Well, I'm just... I'm not in a serious thing, but I am dating.
Would you like a release?
I'm sorry?
You know, a sexual release.
What do I do here?
Oh, you don't have to do anything, Carl. You just lay back, and I will take care of everything.
I don't know what to say here. I'm stumped. I'm baffled. I don't know if I'm going to be able to say yes to this one, Till.
Oh, come on.
But thanks for the offer and the image. And I've got this thing I gotta do, so I'll be seeing you. Oh, in my nightmares!
His shirt's trapped in the door.
Oh, come on, give me a break!
He tugs at his shirt.
Taryn said this would happen if I said no. That's ridiculous. Get out of there! If I wanna say no, I'll say no!
He yanks his shirt out and rolls backwards down a flight of steps. He sits up to see a scary dog charging towards him. The dog's chain stops it just short of Carl. Carl's frozen in terror as the dog snaps its jaws inches from his face. A look of pained realization comes over him. Tilly pushes Carl back onto her bed.
Just relax. I'll handle this.
Tilly puts her false teeth into a glass.
Oh, God! Oh, God! Oh, no! Oh, my! Oh! Wow! That... Wow! Wow! That is a... How are you doing that?
At work, Carl looks at an invitation on his computer.
Costume party. Come as your favorite Harry Potter character. You got it, Norm.
Carl clicks on yes. In his office, Norman receives the response. Beaming, he gawks at the screen. Norman springs out of his chair excitedly. He gives Carl the thumbs up through the glass wall of his office. Carl salutes him, and he salutes back. Carl pulls a silly face. Norman hides behind a wall, then jumps out. Carl pretends to look away, then looks back at him sharply. Norman turns his glasses upside down and flaps around like a bird. Without his glasses on, Norman crosses his eyes and holds his hands out. Carl winds sticky tape around his head. Carl tapes his nose up so it looks like a pig's snout. Carl's face looks deformed and lumpy. He sticks out his teeth.
Hi.
Norman looks uncomfortable and retreats.
Really? I've always wanted to try it. Yeah. So I can expect delivery anytime between 8 a.m. and 5:30?
Hello. You were wondering if you had a moment to discuss the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah, come on in.
Buttercup girls!
Buttercup girls.
He takes out cash.
Yeah! All right.
A bed's delivered. Carl jumps on his new bed.
Hey! It's really working! Oh!
He's balanced a glass of wine on the corner. It doesn't fall over.
It's beautiful, man! It's beautiful!
I do want to take guitar lessons. I do want to learn how to fly. Yes, I would like to learn Korean.
I would understand.
In a guy's room, Carl learns to play guitar.
And, all right, now I got it.
Carl takes off in a light aircraft. An instructor's beside him. Carl sits at a desk in a Korean class.
청주나시는 어때요? 청주나시는 어때요? 청주나시는 어때요? 잘했어요.
What did he call me?
His classmates laugh. The teacher gives him a withering look.
Homeless.
A Help the Homeless poster.
Come and get it. There you are. You want some?
They're illicit.
He ladles soup for homeless people, the vagrants on his phone.
I want to start organic fertilizer distribution business.
Carl gives the loan form an approved stamp.
Next! Want to see it? Oh, sorry. You know what? I'd love to! Way to stick in there!
Carl snatches a flyer from the guy outside the cafe. Carl ambles up to a building with a sign that reads, "Tonight, Munchausen by proxy." He pauses and checks his flyer. Inside, Carl walks up to the bar and sits.
There you go. Hey, I came.
Great.
It's the guy from outside the cafe.
Yeah.
The guy walks off to the barman.
Rolling Rock, please.
On stage, a band to wear seahorses on their heads. From the dawn of time, it is a world. Carl turns to look.
There was a band.
Oh, yes, there was.
And we were that band.
Yes, we were.
And that band made rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, they did.
And that band ate aramaea and other sea vegetables.
Yeah.
And that band was rad.
Allison walks on stage.
Hello, Jake, Penelope, Rodrigo, Philip, Zachary. We are Munchausen by proxy.
You're kidding me.
I should have been the one to break up with you. You said, who are you? Who are you? I want to snap your neck and spit on you. You said, who are you? Who are you? If I got a call that said you were dead, you said, who?
Carl shakes his head incredulously.
I shrug my shoulders and I say, what if you said, who are you? Who are you? Uh-huh. Hey, did you ever meet my friend Ian? He's a computer hacker. He helped me erase your MySpace page. And your band's MySpace page. And your Facebook page. Happy networking, asshole.
Allison plays a keyboard. She wears a spangly mini top hat. Carl stands with his hand on his heart.
Don't call me past 11 p.m. It won't happen again. Happen once, it happened twice, it happened three times, maybe four times, maybe five times, maybe have a six times, but won't happen a seventh time. No, 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 no.
Carl grins.
Not your late night booty call.
Carl gazes at her. She pouts at the crowd, then furrows her brow. Carl sits at the bar with a bottle of beer. Smiling Allison sashays up beside him.
Can I get a water?
Carl sits at the bar, smiling and waiting. She glances over and beams.
Hey! Out of gas makeout guy!
Did we make out? Oh, right, we did. Now I remember.
What are you doing here?
Is this crazy or
it's
what?
So crazy. Yeah. Are you stalking me?
No, I would never do that. By the way, your new living room furniture looks great from the yard. Hey, great gig or whatever.
Thanks.
You know? Yeah, strong lyrics. You just make that stuff up?
It comes from personal experience.
Cool. You want a drink?
Oh, I can't. I have to wake up early. So I have to go, but...
Oh, really?
He looks down.
But you can walk me to my scooter.
They walk in the middle of a dark street.
I teach a jogging photo group for people who want to both exercise and practice photography.
Oh, yeah, that's getting very popular now.
It's in Griffith Park, and we do a loop. It's about 5 miles. It's 6 a.m.
Wow. I haven't been up at 6 a.m. in, like, never. That's early.
Yeah, but it makes for amazing pictures.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in a band, you do the jogging photography. What else?
Oh, whatever I want. I volunteer at a shelter. I paint a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. I've done some charity work and some nude modeling, FYI.
They reach a scooter.
Good to know. If they ever need to...
So anyway, my answer is yes. I'd be happy to go out with you.
I didn't ask you out.
Could have fooled me with that nude modeling comment.
You said that.
Well, whoever said it, it made me very uncomfortable.
Wrinkling her nose, she smiles.
Hey, why don't you come to my class tomorrow?
Why did you stop smothering me?
Seriously, it's way too much too soon.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. We'll see you tomorrow.
Carl.
Allison.
They smile. Carl throws himself into bed and sets an alarm clock. He puts it on his bedside table and switches off his lamp. He scowls at his phone, then answers it.
Yeah, Rooney?
Yo, Carl, hitting the clubs? Got a case of Red Bull? Gonna pull an all-nighter. You down?
Yeah.
He switches the lamp on again. Early morning joggers stretch in front of a large observatory with three domes.
Okay, guys, everybody ready? Cameras loaded?
Allison?
Yep.
Do we need to use a flash?
Not when the sun's up, Reggie.
A car races up the hill and comes to a halt. Carl climbs out, cans of energy drinks tumbling out when he opens the door.
Beautiful night, guys. You take it to the limit, I respect that. Hit me on the cell this week.
Do it again.
Somebody asked me to scrub tonight? I just go,
back at you, Rune.
Lee, I hardly know you, but I feel comfortable.
Look how close I'm getting.
Hey, Allison, it's me, Carl. I'm here. I'm here!
He removes a can stuck to his shoe.
Allison!
He runs over.
Hey, who were those guys?
Oh, that's Rooney, my new friend Lee. He's a male nurse. We hit a couple of raves last night. It was totally off the hook.
Yeah, you seem a little hyper.
I had a couple Red Bulls. You ever had a Red Bull? I never had a Red Bull before, but I had a Red Bull last night. I really like Red Bull. I got a new necklace. Glows in the dark. But you can't really see it right now unless you do this.
That's really something. Doesn't Red Bull make you crash pretty hard?
No. I don't think so. No. Hey, after we jog, we should get a Red Bull. You could get a Red Bull, I get a Red Bull. We could share a Red Bull.
Okay, that'd be really fun. That sounds
Red
like... Red I think
Bull.
I'd really...
Red Bull!
Okay, a lot of energy. I like it. Everybody, this is Carl. Carl, this is everybody.
Hey, everybody!
Come on! Let's get in a shippy sheep!
He punches the air and bounds off. He sprints down a hill. The others jog behind. They take snaps on their cameras.
Hold down and on! Got it!
Carl leaps onto a bench by a couple hugging. He snaps them with his phone, then darts off again. The group jog along a pathway on a hillside. They find Carl collapsed on the ground, his eyes closed.
Hey, Carl, you okay? Pull right there.
Allison squats and starts snapping Carl. Everyone else does the same thing. Allison and Carl stand together at the top of the hill. Carl downs a bottle of water, then gasps in air.
Oh, that's good.
I can't put my finger on you. You're kind of unpredictable. Kind of mysterious.
You know, listen, I like to keep it fresh. I like to live it up, I like to mix it up. If that doesn't jive with you, we should end this right now.
I love that. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people go through life with the same boring routine every day. I mean, just shoot me.
Right in the face.
Seriously, I dated this guy and I was astounded at how perfectly content he was just living his life in this closed-off little box.
I know, it's so frustrating. I just want to grab these people and shake them. Say, wake up, you. You're missing out. A little thing called life.
It's so true.
Yeah. So what happened to closed off little box boy?
Just didn't work out. It's a long story.
Yeah. Same story you were singing about last night?
Might be.
He pretends to write notes.
Closed off little box boy. Tender topic. Probe no further.
Okay, if you must know, we lived together. I thought he was it. The one or whatever. And then, surprise, he ended it. Out of nowhere, for no reason. Gone. Never saw him again.
Wow. That's rough. I'm sorry.
He nods thoughtfully.
Next time you really should warn me about the length of the story, though. Kind of dragged on there.
I'll work on that.
Yeah, just trim the fat.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. That was very healthy.
She slapped him across the arm. Carl and Peter eat in the garden of a restaurant. Carl downs a glass of water.
She's spontaneous. She's ballsy. She has no clue what she's doing. And she doesn't care. She's a complete opposite of me.
Carl, could you please pass the cholula?
Sure, Farinoosh.
A Persian woman.
How did you two meet again? PersianWifeFinder.com. It's pretty cool. You should check it out.
I'm engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Should you be talking about Allison in front of Farinoosh?
It's okay, man. We just met. She knows it's not exclusive. Besides,
She's totally not my type.
I can hear you.
Oh, sorry, Furnish. Anyway, I never would have met Allison if I hadn't said yes to the homeless guy.
He also wouldn't be on a blind date with a strange Iranian woman. No offense, Furnish.
None taken.
Wow. I didn't realize I was dealing with a no man.
No? I think it's great. Throw this away for me, will you?
Carl picks up a basket that Peter's food was in.
Hey, Lily.
Hey.
Peter stands to kiss Lucy. They sit.
Lucy. Farinoosh. Lucy. Lucy Farinoosh.
Hello.
Farinoosh beams at her.
So, my friends are being really lame, and nobody's offered to throw me a bridal shower.
Hey, I have an idea. Carl, would you like to throw Lucy a bridal shower?
Yeah. Sure. Why not? That'd be great. Yeah, I'd love that.
Problem solved. Yeah.
Lucy stares flabbergasted.
Really?
Yeah?
Well, thanks, Carl. Thanks. That's really sweet.
That's good.
That is sweet, Carl.
Thanks very much. Oh, I forgot. I gotta pick up costumes for me and Allison.
Costumes for what?
Norman opens his front door.
It's Expelliarmus! Just kidding.
That's okay, I blocked it and deflected it back.
Oh, ka-ching! Wow, cool costume, my man.
The only one they had left was for toddlers.
This is Allison and her wand made from a sequoia.
Woo!
Hi!
You must be Norman.
Yes, nice to meet you. Thanks for coming. Come in.
They're dressed as Harry, Ron and Hermione.
Yeah, we've got drinks, you know, chips, dips, and good people, just like you two.
The others stare.
Ah, thanks.
Pace yourselves, it's going to be a crazy night.
Guests play a game of mock Quidditch.
Get in there, play the zone.
Come on.
Good dip, huh?
How'd you pay?
Got tons of it at Costco. You see, I've got an exclusive membership card. And with that card, I get access to the whole place. I can buy large quantities of anything at discount prices.
Carl smiles.
Can't anyone get one of those cards?
No, I don't think so. But I can talk to someone if you like.
Yeah, put in a good word for us, huh?
The first Harry Potter film.
Feels strange to be going home, doesn't it?
I'm not going home.
Not really.
Not really.
Norman gazes at the screen and waves. Carl and Allison stand up to leave.
Alrighty, gang! Who wants to watch Chamber of Secrets?
Carl freezes the final scene of Chamber of Secrets. The party guests clap. Norman lets them out.
Well, thanks for coming, guys.
So nice to meet you.
Oh, good to meet you too. Thank you. And hey!
Oh, that's right. Come in. Oh, I'll go in. And you just keep your hand there like on a shake. The other hand goes around for a hug.
Yeah.
Tap it.
Thanks for walking me through that.
That's all right.
Bye.
Okay, guys. All aboard the Hogwarts Express. Next stop, Azkaban.
Carl and Allison zoom down a dark street on Allison's scooter. Carl sits behind her with his arms around her waist.
Hey, do you want to drive?
The scooter wobbles unsteadily. Carl's driving. He smiles nervously.
Hey, you're getting better.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Got it.
He eyes something on the other side of the street.
I got an idea.
He grins. Carl and Allison hurry towards a chain link fence. It has a gate which is locked.
You can't do this.
Why? You scared?
She starts to climb over.
Hurry, somebody's coming. I think I see somebody. Hurry.
They walk backstage at a music venue. It's full of equipment. They round a corner and walk out on stage and look at the vast Hollywood Bowl amphitheatre. Hand in hand, Carl and Allison wander beneath the domed archway that covers the stage. They smile in awe. Carl turns to Allison, who stares out at the seats, lost in thought.
This is unreal.
Couldn't agree more.
He gazes at her. She turns to him and they smile. They look out again.
Say you don't need those diamond rings. And I'll be satisfied. Tell me that you want those kind of things that money just can't buy. I'd
don't care too much for money, 'cause money can't buy me love.
They turn towards each other. Allison looks up at him.
You know, I've never let anyone drive my scooter before.
I've never let anyone kiss me on the stage of the Hollywood Bowl before.
Allison leans forward and plants a kiss on his lips. She draws back and smiles impishly. Carl leans down and kisses her passionately, but tenderly. He puts his arms around her and presses her to him. She puts an arm on his shoulder and squeezes affectionately. They stay locked in an embrace and sink to the floor. They sit in the deserted amphitheater.
Good evening, Los Angeles. Please welcome to the Hollywood Bowl, Munchausen by proxy.
I'm your biggest fan.
I killed her. I'm a somebody.
I don't know about that.
Come on, you gotta have creepy fans.
I don't think so. We don't really have that much of a following.
What are you talking about? There's Rodrigo and the guys at the bar. They can't be trusted. And there's me and my friends. That makes 8 or 9 very unstable people. How many people can this place even hold?
Like 17,000.
So each one of us invites 1,800 of our closest friends.
No need. I know our music isn't that mainstream.
What?
I love doing it. It's like my photography. I know there isn't that much demand for blurry photographs taken while running, but...
I wasn't gonna say anything.
You know, who cares? The world's a playground. You know that when you're a kid, but somewhere along the way everyone forgets it.
He eyes her gravely.
I love your music. Anybody can take a photo standing still.
Hey! What are you doing?
Ooh, shit!
Stop!
Stopping!
Come on, Carl, run!
Oh, thanks.
Freeze right there!
You got it!
Down on the ground! Whatever you say!
Carl, what are you doing? Let's go!
All right! I can't please everyone!
A fat security guard with a torch chases them.
Hello, everybody. A little vitamin C. Keep your strength up.
Carl hands out oranges.
I will be right with you. Pass those out, will you?
Sure. Chapeau.
C'est magnifique.
People queue outside his office door.
Lee?
Hey.
What up, my brizzo?
Lee's smile fades.
That's not right, is it?
Carl, I need you for a second.
Can you hang on a minute, Lee?
Norman's po-faced.
What's going on, Norm? Something's going down on a big scale. Guy from corporate's here. Don't look. He wants to talk to you. I think it's about all those loans you've been approving.
Ooh. Well, you got a nice run. I might get shit canned, Norm. Anyway, don't worry about it. I'm sure it'll lead to something good.
Oh, hey, I'm part of this too.
No.
Yeah, I stood by and let it happen.
Norm.
Well, you were feeling it. You're in the loan zone, remember?
Yeah, I was.
I was watching you.
Yeah, you were.
But I'm afraid it's caught up with us. Right now, you and I have to face the music. Come on.
Hey, can I have 1 minute?
Okay.
Lee, what do you need? You may be my last loan.
A motorbike.
Oh, it's a Ducati. I'm thinking it'll get people off my back about the male nurse thing. See what I mean?
Yeah. Nice ride.
He approves the loan.
See you on the other side, Lee.
Carl and Norman go into an office.
Carl.
The mustachioed man stands.
Wesley T. Parker, Vice President, Brea Federal Savings.
Pleasure to meet you.
They shake hands. Wesley, Carl, and Norman sit down at the table in the big office. Carl smiles. Norman gawks.
Every 2 months, the typical loan officer approves 35 to 40 loans. You have given out 561.
So, a little more than average, then.
What's even more unusual are the amounts. A $250 loan for a mountain bike, $600 for windsurfing lessons.
You ever tried that?
It's fun.
Carl, this bank traditionally has never given out small loans.
If I can explain, wait.
Sit down, Norman.
Yeah, sit down.
You know, at first I thought you might be raiding our coffers.
I would never do that.
I would if I could, so why wouldn't you?
Frowning, Carl stares.
But then I look closer. These people are so grateful to have their needs met. More than 98% of them are following through with the payments. And because you've given out so many of them, we're actually making a lot of money.
Carl,
these microloans, not bad.
See, Carl? You worry what?
Carl, what would you say if I asked you to work upstairs with the big boys?
Corporate.
Wow. That's great. I would have to say...
By the way, before we give our answer, let's talk money. Dollars and cents, Wes.
I'm afraid I can't discuss that with you since we're only taking Carl.
Norman nods.
Got it. Yep.
We'll have the employment contract to you by the end of the day. Nice work, Carl. Bump my fist.
Oh, missed it. I was going to fist you.
Here's some fist.
Carl and Lucy look at bridal shower invitations.
Oh, this one's nice. I especially love it in cream. What do you think?
Love it.
Yeah?
Yeah. Bridal bingo? How do you play bridal bingo?
It's the same as regular bingo, but you just yell embarrassing facts about the bride, okay?
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing bridal bingo. No, I don't want anything complicated.
You gotta squeeze every drop of juice out of this experience. It doesn't sound complicated. Is it complicated?
Are you going to be asking a lot more questions? I don't got all day.
Maybe we should just go somewhere else.
That's okay. I'll talk to her.
Carl speaks Korean to the store assistant. Miss, is there something wrong? She slowly turns and looks at him sadly. Yes, there is something wrong. Here I am, sitting here all day long, watching others get engaged and married over and over again. Carl nods sympathetically. It's just not fair. How about me? How about sue me? When will my time come? I hear you. Soon your time is gonna come. Do you see that lady who came with me? She's my best friend's fiancé and she really hates my guts. Sue me, grins. You'd really be hooking me up if you helped me make this fun for her. Let's get on the same team here. What do you say, sue me? Carl holds up a clenched fist.
Okay.
Asata!
Let's go.
Okay, bridal bingo, very simple. Okay, I can explain to you in more detail if you want.
A guy runs in. I can't believe this. There's a man standing on the ledge trying to jump. What can we do?
What's going on?
Someone's trying to kill himself.
Oh, jump.
Carl joins the crowd.
What the hell are you looking at? Huh? Don't point at me, buddy. Hey, lady, move that dog. Buddy, can you move over a little bit, like 2 feet?
Did somebody call the police?
Yeah, but he'll be dead before they get here. Somebody needs to talk him down.
Move out of the way!
Somebody, help him!
Standing on the street, Carl stares into the distance with a steely resolve. He bursts into the tall red brick apartment building and runs up a central staircase. The desperate man is standing on a ledge outside the top floor. Carl bursts into an apartment. Carl goes into the cluttered living room and looks around. He leans out of an arched window and looks at the guy on the ledge. He's a casually dressed portly guy with thick black hair.
Hey, buddy.
Whoa. Who are you, man? Don't try anything. I'm going to kill myself, so don't try to stop me.
Okay.
What do you mean, okay?
No, I don't mean okay. Just give me a second. I should say something to you here. Don't really know what it is.
Man, you're terrible at this. Are you even a cop?
Hold on a second. I'm thinking.
He looks into the room and sees a guitar.
Wait! I've got it.
Carl points at the guy and goes inside.
Where you going, man?
On the street, Sue Me and Lucy are standing in the crowd looking up anxiously. Carl tunes the guitar.
My man, hello?
Don't do it! I'm coming! Patience is a virtue!
What the hell are you doing in there?
Carl leans out of the window, guitar in hand.
Wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you never want to see me again, I would understand. I would understand.
What is it?
The angry boy a bit too insane. Icing over the secret pain. You know you don't belong.
Everyone I know has got a reason to say
you can put the past away.
Wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. I could cut
back
all
the lies you've been living.
the crowd sings along, a fire crew arrives. The guy edges towards the open window. Carl grabs him by his jacket and throws him inside. He lands on his back.
Oh!
I got blisters on my fingers!
In shock, the guy holds up his hands. Carl gets out of an airport shuttle bus. As he walks towards the terminal building, Stephanie grabs his arm. She's with Ted.
Stephanie!
Hey!
Ted. Hey! How's it going?
What are you guys doing here?
Oh, we're doing a week in Tahiti. Ted's father owns a little piece of property down there.
100 acres isn't so little, hon. Not in Tahiti, anyway.
Hey, I saw you on TV. Amazing, Carl.
It's just a little light that needed saving. No big deal.
So, where are you headed?
Meet my girlfriend here. We don't know where we're going.
Really?
Yeah, we're just going to pick a place.
Hmm.
Kind of an eeny, meeny, miny thing. Keeps it fresh.
I'll see you guys.
Carl goes.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Can you imagine?
No.
Stephanie glances back as she walks off. Carl walks up to Allison, who's wearing a dark blue coat with red piping. He picks her up around her waist with one arm and carries her to a check-in desk.
Does that have some carry-on here? Like 2 tickets on the first plane out of here, please. We've never done this before.
The woman looks at a computer screen.
The next flight available for boarding is to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Carl frowns, perplexed.
Okay. Lincoln? Yeah, Lincoln. Here we come.
Carl and Allison walk through the small Lincoln, Nebraska airport.
Where does someone go in Lincoln, Nebraska?
Well, clearly we should go there.
The Telephone Pioneer Museum. At the museum is a mock-up of an early telephone switchboard.
The earliest switchboard operator's headsets weighed over 10.5 pounds. Interesting.
Look at this.
A mannequin holds a modern mobile phone.
Very first phone call ever.
Pretty cool.
Check out the phone. Smaller than I thought it would be. Oh, hold on. I'm vibrating. Yellow!
He holds up the real vintage phone, which is massive, on a shooting range.
Oh, nice shot.
Ha! What do you know about that?
Pretty sexy. So what do? I just...
Allison shoots the ground.
Whoa. Here you go.
An instructor raises the gun barrel.
Okay. Pull.
She hits the clay.
I got it! Can I do it again? What's wrong?
Everyone ducks as she swings round with the gun. A uniformed band plays at the Pac Nebraska Cornhuskers Memorial Stadium. A mascot jumps up and down. The football team, Big Red, in a red and white strip, run onto the field. In Carl's apartment, Peter, Lucy, Rooney and Lee watch the game on TV.
$20 is Oklahoma kills him.
Oh, hey, Pete, you mind putting that on a coaster?
What, do you live here now?
Yeah. I asked Carl and he had to say yes.
Hey! Is that Carl?
Oh, wait a second.
Jumping up and down amongst the crowd, Carl's wearing giant yellow corn cobs on his head and arms. Allison wears a massive red Stetson.
He's there in Nebraska.
Wow.
A slaughterhouse.
Now, this is the really interesting part. Because if you don't take the heads off properly, then everything gets mixed into the batch. Someone gets a beak in their bucket or a mouthful of tendons, and you got a lawsuit on your hands.
Carl faints.
I got a fainter down in head removal.
In the country, Carl and Allison walk along a track beneath a brooding gray sky.
I can't believe I tripped like that.
Huh. Seemed like you fainted.
No, I told you my foot caught a nail.
Oh, okay. Because I thought it was all the chicken beaks in the bucket.
Don't. Please. Oh, God. It's starting to rain.
He takes off his jacket and wraps it around Allison's head.
Protect you. Come on. Hurry, there's no time to lose. We have to find shelter. Come on.
He marches her to a barn.
Get in here. It's okay. I got you. Oh, Allison, are you okay? Are you hurt? You okay?
He removes the jacket and she shakes her head.
What?
I don't know. I think I love you.
He smiles broadly.
I've known that I like you for a while, but just now I decided that I love you. Do you love me?
Definitely. I love you like... I can't believe it. It's kind of ridiculous.
I've been thinking, and I know it's crazy, especially for me, but maybe when we get back, we should move in together.
Wow, really? You thinking that?
What do you think?
What do I think? Yeah.
Oh, God, you paused.
No, I didn't pause.
You paused.
No, I didn't pause. No,
it was
just a big step.
It was a stupid idea. I shouldn't have said anything. It's
no,
too
no,
soon.
No, stop. It's Come on, what are you talking about? Here, ask me again.
Do you want
yes.
to...
Can I pause there?
I could probably knock a couple of milliseconds off that.
Allison falls against Carl and smiles contentedly. They wrap their arms around each other. Looking thoughtful, he rests his chin upon her hair. At a check-in desk at the airport, Carl and Allison stand facing a uniformed woman with thick, fair hair.
Where are you traveling today?
Los Angeles.
She checks a computer screen and smiles at them.
I'll just be 1 minute.
We should do this every weekend. We could see the whole world.
I'm in.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
Two serious-looking suited men walk over.
Sir.
They show ID.
Mind coming with us, please?
I'm sorry?
We just want to ask you a few questions.
Carl points at Allison and starts to smile.
You're hilarious. Oh, that's great. Beautiful. You in on this, too? Oh, my God, you guys really have me going there. There's a crazy man in the terminal. Woo! Red alert. Oh, good job.
Let's go, funny guy. Oh.
Come on, Libby.
An interrogation room.
Do you hate your country, Mr. Allen?
What?
Do you hate America?
No, of course not.
Then why are you plotting to attack it?
What?
I think you have the wrong guy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I speaking to you?
We've been tracking you, Mr. Allen. We know who you are. We know what you're planning.
This is insane. Do you think I'm a terrorist?
Why did you purchase these plane tickets at the last minute?
It was a spontaneous vacation.
Oh, right. I was just saying to Agent Tweed how I wanted to take a fun-filled vacation to Lincoln, Nebraska.
Are you currently a member of PersianWifeFinder.com?
Yes, but you don't understand.
Yes? Who is that?
Farinouche. It was nothing. I can explain.
Explain this, jackhole. As chief loan officer at Brea Federal Savings and Loan, you gave a man money to start a fertilizer business. For what? Bombs?
No.
Have you recently started taking flying lessons?
Yes. Oh, come on!
Why did you learn Korean? Are you aligned with the North Koreans?
No! What?
You were married for only 6 months. Was that some sort of immigration thing?
You were married?
Yes! Oh! That was a long time ago. I was going to tell you. I was going to tell her. I just never...
Start talking, Carl, if that is your real name. We knew another Carl we weren't too crazy about, didn't we, Tweed?
Thick-set Tweed narrows his eyes.
His name was Marx.
Allison looks at Carl, disappointed.
I need to speak to my attorney.
Carl and Allison sit handcuffed. Peter has a copy of Yes, the New No.
Several months ago, my client attended a self-empowerment seminar that requires him to say yes to any request that's presented. So all the activity that appears suspicious, the flying lessons, the spontaneous trip-taking, it's all because he must say yes to any opportunity. He's really into it.
Did you just say yes to everything? Are you kidding me?
It's not how it sounds.
Oh, really? How does it sound? Because I'd really love to hear this.
I'm wondering if there's a better setting for this back and forth.
Yeah, maybe we should speak privately. Come on outside.
Peter, Tweed, and Multak leave the room. Carl smiles weakly.
Close.
What the hell, Carl? Are you serious? You just say yes to everything? Even if you don't like it?
No, of course not. Sometimes.
Oh, good. What a relief, because I thought you lied all the time, but it's just sometimes. That's really excellent. So you didn't want to come to my show? You didn't want to go jogging with me? You didn't want to travel with me?
Yes, I did. That was my idea.
And when I asked you if you wanted to move in together, that took a lot for me to do that, and I meant it. And I didn't know what to expect, but I guess I figured, like an adult, you were going to weigh the options. You paused. You wanted to say no, but you couldn't because you had to say yes.
That's not entirely true.
How do I know if anything you did was because you wanted to or because you were following some goddamn program?
Carl stares at her wretchedly. Multak walks in and unlocks Allison's handcuffs.
Allison.
Allison gets up.
Bye, Carl.
Without looking at him, she leaves the room. Night, a jet touches down in L.A. Allison marches through the busy terminal building. Carl and Peter walk some way behind her.
I can't believe I didn't tell her I was married. I'm just an idiot. You know what I did?
What's that?
She asked me to move in with her, and I hesitated. I was like, enough. I should have said yes right away, you know? That's how the whole thing got screwed up. I broke the covenant.
No, but everything, maybe things got screwed up because you said yes to every single thing without thinking. Not because of a covenant you made with yourself.
Well, it's kind of what the universe is kind of a big deal, man.
There is a middle ground here, Carl. You can process things, you can weigh them individually and make decisions on a case-by-case basis. AKA what normal people do.
Yeah, that's a good point. Hold that thought. Allison!
We're not!
Allison, please, can we talk for a second?
Get away from
me. Okay.
He retreats.
Farther.
Yep.
Allison gets in a yellow cab.
Carl!
Peter watches Carl run back through the terminal building.
Bye, Carl.
Carl watches a film.
I just love good food.
So do I.
Do you?
Uh-huh.
You know, you and I are a lot alike.
I know I'm not too much of a bargain.
He calls Allison.
Hey, it's me again.
Specifically, I'm talking about 15% to 20%. The way we're going to do this is we're going to go to the...
As the hours turn into days.
In a meeting, Carl sits staring at the table. On the terrace outside her apartment, Allison stands at an easel painting. She checks her phone, sees it's Carl calling, and puts it back on the table. Carl takes a flying lesson.
Okay, I'm totally off the controls. You're officially flying by yourself. Cool. No greater feeling in the world, is there?
Carl looks uninterested. He goes to see Allison's band.
Hello, Jake, Rodrigo, Penelope, Philip, Zachary. I'd like to thank you all for coming for no other reason than you genuinely wanted to. In an unrelated note, everyone else can go jump off a bridge.
Carl stands on the edge of a bridge. A harness around his waist and ankles is attached to a bungee rope. Two safety guys stand by, and Carl dives off. He free falls hundreds of feet towards a river, then gets whipped back up by the heavy-duty elastic. Waving his arms, Carl swings back and forth beneath the giant curved bridge supports. He takes out his phone.
Allison!
No, it's Wes P., Big C. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, I'm just hanging here.
Okay, just checking in. Seeing how corporate's treating you? Kicks the crap out of dealing with those peons, huh?
Well, I never really thought of them as...
Hang on, just a second.
Wes is on a golf course. He hands his phone to a caddy.
Wes? Can you hear me?
Go get the ball!
So listen, I got a job for you. We're shutting down a bunch of branches, and I need you to tell the managers.
Shutting down branches?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones?
At Norm's.
We are Sparta!
Norm is having a Sparta-themed party.
Hi, Norm.
Norm wears a red cape and holds a shield and spear. Later, he sits weeping. Carl's beside him, looking anxious, with his hand on Norm's shoulder. Norm's wearing a false beard and moustache. Carl notices the moustache is slipping and sticks it back in place. He looks down humbly. At home, Carl checks his answer phone.
You have 3 messages.
Hi, Carl. This is your answer phone speaking. Nah, it's me. Norm, just a reminder about the party tonight. I'll see you there, buddy. Roger, out.
Carl, it's Runes. Thanks for letting me use your car. You might notice that the front bumper is missing. Not to worry, though. I gave him your insurance. The whole thing's being handled. Oh, and I left a pile of laundry in my room. Don't forget, no starch. Love you.
It's Peter. I'm sure you're wearing completely on top of it, but just wanted to make sure Lucy's shower is still on for tomorrow night. Haven't received confirmation of any sort from you. At all.
Shower?
It's on.
Shit!
All right, call me.
At the Bigfoot Lodge, the sign shows an ominous figure in a forest. Carl stands outside the entrance, looking pensive. Peter and Lucy walk up.
Oh, hey guys.
What's wrong?
I just really need to talk to you.
What?
Come on inside, I'll explain everything.
Carl leads them inside.
Oh my god!
Happy shower! How did you pull this off?
I just called in a few favors, kept throwing money at it.
I like it.
Hey. Rudy!
Hey, what are you doing?
That's Bert. He's in fertilizer.
Hey, B.
Lee. He's a male nurse.
I know, Lee.
Hey, let's get this guy a drink! That's not long to live!
Carl and Peter dance. Janet offers a piece of cake to Lee.
Cake?
Thanks.
Cheers. Oh, John Goodman. No, it's Alec Baldwin.
Farinouche looks again.
Oh,
Right. Nailed it.
Norm's leaning against the bar, looking morose. Carl taps him on his left shoulder and leans round to his right.
Norm. Hey, thanks for coming, man. How you holding up?
I'm okay, Car. You know, taking her day by day.
Well, I got a friend I want you to meet.
Oh.
Sumihi. Jigayagiyacho. Normiyo. Norman, this is Sumi. Oh, hi there.
Norm bows.
Can I call you Sue?
Yes. Oh. Do you dance?
Well, I've won some competitions.
Watch this. Yeah.
With his hand on Sumi's shoulder, Norm dances around as they walk off. Lucy's with a group of friends. Carl catches her eye, smiles and waves. Lucy points around the room and gives Carl a big thumbs up. They share a fond smile. Sitting alone at a table, Carl makes a phone call. Allison's at an exhibition of her photos. She opens, then closes her phone. A woman's looking at the photo of Carl sprawled on the ground.
Oh, that's an interesting one.
Yep, and it's half price, so...
Allison smiles tightly and the woman raises her eyebrows. Peter sits next to Carl.
Oh, jeez.
That's the best wedding shower ever, man.
Oh, man, you deserve it.
You all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah? Still not calling you back?
No.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know. I guess I'll just stick with the program. Keep saying yes to everything. I know it sounds silly, but... maybe all that bad stuff will lead to something good.
Doesn't sound silly. Well, maybe a little silly. You want to get dinner tomorrow night?
Yes.
Great.
But not because I have to.
Well, you do have to.
Yeah.
Peter smiles.
But you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so bad.
Oh, God, me too.
Oh, that's all I can think about.
Really?
Rooney stands at the bar alone. Tilly walks up and smiles at him broadly.
Hi there.
He looks at her warily.
Hello there. You must be Tilly.
Mm.
I've certainly heard a lot about you.
Isn't that nice?
Rooney has a drink.
Would you mind helping me?
Absolutely. Yeah, no problem.
He knocks back a shot.
Come on, let's go.
He ushers her out of the bar, looking back cautiously as he goes. Carl arrives home.
Hello!
Hi, Carl.
Oh, Stephanie. What's wrong?
Can you come over?
At Stephanie's.
We had this big fight and he stormed off.
Well, these things have a way of working themselves out.
I don't know. Not this time. I think it's over.
Yeah.
But maybe it's supposed to be.
She kisses him.
You know, a part of me felt like something wasn't right from the beginning.
Yeah.
I don't know, girl. I'm so confused.
Well, yeah. Kind of confused at this point as well.
Stay with me tonight.
Oh, Steph.
He responds and kisses her for a moment, then pulls away sharply.
Steph, I can't. I'm sorry.
What are you saying?
He looks pained.
I'm saying no.
Carl gets into an elevator and presses a button. The doors close. As the elevator descends, the light flickers. Carl looks up.
Are you serious?
The elevator stalls. The doors open, it's stuck below the level of the floor. Carl clambers out and walks off along the hall, looking around cautiously. As Carl walks across the forecourt, a black cat runs past behind him.
Oh, Jesus!
Carl stumbles onto a car bonnet. He sees a guy hooking his car up to a tow truck.
Oh, please! I didn't even see the red zone! I've only been here for 20 minutes!
All right, pal, can't help you.
Oh, come on. Can't you give me a break?
No, man. No, man. No, man.
The guy is Carl.
Not possible!
Carl runs from his hallucination.
Jagger.
Terence drives away from a hotel.
Chapter 26. Words that rhyme with yes. Guess. Mess. Test. That's a name. Less.
A word. A
and a name.
Terrence, don't freak out.
What the fuck?
Carl pops up in the back of the car and Terrence hits the gas. A car plows into the side of them. Carl lies unconscious in a hospital bed with grazes on his face. A pretty nurse dressed in blue takes his pulse. Peter and Rooney are sitting beside the bed. Rooney has a snack and Peter holds a drink. The nurse walks off and Rooney watches her go.
Jesus, that nurse couldn't be any more obvious. She was coming in the room. It's like, give me some space, woman.
Again, I'm pretty sure she was just here checking on Carl.
Peter.
Carl stirs.
The Covenant.
Hey, buddy, you all right?
The Covenant, it's coming down hard on me, man. God, you're talking about this Covenant nonsense. It's not nonsense.
It is nonsense.
Carl looks fearful. Terrence pulls back a curtain.
Oh, thank God. Terrence, you have to remove the Covenant. It's killing me.
First of all, what were you doing in my car?
I told you, I need you to remove the Covenant.
There is no Covenant. There never was. We're just riffing.
Riffing?
Well, I had to say something. You were being difficult, embarrassing me in front of my crowd.
So the whole yes thing is all bullshit?
No. You just don't know how to use it, that's all.
Yeah, I do. Say yes to everything. Real tough to grasp.
No, that's not the point. Well, maybe at first it is, but that's just to open you up to it, to get you started. Then you're saying yes, not because you have to, not because a covenant tells you to, but because you know in your heart that you want to.
Yeah. You're right. That makes perfect sense.
Well, I told you, I said that.
You didn't say that.
I did say that.
You didn't say it like that.
Well, I didn't say it with an accent, but I said
that. Whatever. Thanks, Terrence. Sorry about the car. And your head there. What time is it? It's 5:40 in the morning.
Perfect.
Carl goes. Peter looks at Terrence.
I said that.
Whatever.
Wearing a hospital gown, Terrence goes.
I'm gonna hop in the bed just in case the nurse comes back.
Rooney gets into the bed and shushes Peter.
Shh.
Carl heads out.
Sir, you need to get back to your room.
No, I don't. Sir, stop right there. Eat me!
He runs to an elevator as Lee steps out.
Lee! What are you doing here? I'm a nurse, remember?
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, can I borrow your car?
Well, I don't have my car anymore. I've got my Ducati, thanks to you.
Ducati.
Still in his hospital gown, Carl revs Lee's Ducati bike and puts a helmet on.
Have you ever driven one of these before? They're quite powerful.
Yeah, I ride double all the time on the scooter with Allison.
No, Carl, this is not the same. You really have to be careful.
Uh-huh.
Okay, these things have a lot of...
Carl pulls a wheelie and whizzes off.
Torque.
Up on the back wheel, Carl crashes through a barrier and heads out of the hospital car park. He rides up next to a UPS van. The driver looks out and sees the Ducati's front wheel waggling about in midair.
How you doing?
Take a plane!
The bike's front wheel drops down and Carl speeds through town.
You might want to get out of the way!
Carl weaves precariously through traffic and hops onto a pavement. Pedestrians run for cover as he rides along. A car pulls out ahead and Carl pulls on the brake so hard the back wheel flips up as he slows down. The car passes and Carl wheelies off. Back on two wheels, he weaves through the traffic. He speeds along a dual carriageway, his spotted hospital gown flapping in the breeze. He keeps his head low and his arms bent as he rides the Ducati, which is a cross between a trail bike and a road bike. His gown has two ties at the back above the waist. The gown billows, revealing his bare backside. He rides up to the domed observatory where Allison's doing a warm-up with her jogging photographers. Carl rides up and does a few donuts, spinning the bike's back wheel on the tarmac and turning circles. Allison and her group stare incredulously as Carl is enveloped in a cloud of burnt rubber smoke.
What an asshole.
Allison's transfixed as Carl does another donut. Taking off his helmet, he strides out of the cloud of smoke. Heavy-browed, he walks up to Allison.
Carl, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to tell you that I don't want to live with you.
Oh, wow. Thanks. I need shining armor. Okay, people, let's go!
The group jog off. Grinning, Carl runs up next to Allison.
But I want to be with you.
But I don't want to be with you. I don't even know who you are.
Everything I said to you, I meant, except for the part about living together. That makes me nervous. But that's normal. It's a big decision. We shouldn't just jump into something like that without thinking about it.
Why not? You do it with everything. You just say yes, yes, yes to whatever comes your way.
That's not true. You can say no if you don't want something.
Oh, brilliant, Carl. Where'd you get that? Your literature?
Look, I know the philosophy has some holes.
Oh, you think? Seems pretty airtight to me.
But if I hadn't done that, I never would have met you. Because the old Carl didn't think he was enough for anybody. I thought if I said yes to things and got involved with people, sooner or later they'd find out I'm not enough. I didn't think I had anything to share. But now I know that what I have to share is pretty huge. And I want to share it with you.
Do you mind, Reggie?
Seriously, dude.
Sorry. This seemed interesting.
And even if I had met you, I never would have asked you out. You were the complete opposite of me. You did things and had friends and sang in rock bands and made life happen. You weren't scared of anything.
You don't think I'm scared of anything? Who do you think I am? I'm scared of a lot of things.
And I'm scared too. So let's be scared together.
Allison frowns.
I don't know what you want me to say.
So just say yes. But only if you really want to. And can you do it kind of soon? I think I'm starting to get a chill.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well?
They're at a viewpoint overlooking the city. She smiles and looks at him.
Maybe.
Come on.
I'm not gonna say that word.
Okay, maybe's fine. Maybe's good.
They share a lingering kiss and wrap their arms around each other.
I like maybe. Reggie, come
Dude.
On!
Reggie holds up his hand to apologize. Carl and Allison kiss passionately. Reggie glances at his fellow photographers. They all aim their cameras and snap away at the couple. The vast city spreads out beyond. Carl reaches round and grabs his gown to make sure he's not exposing himself. Outside the homeless shelter, Norm's with Sue Mee, who sorts through clothes. Norm and the vagrant guy both wear pleated trousers.
Excuse me, but pleats are kind of out of style. You got anything with a flat front?
Aw, Sue Mee, pleats are out.
She says it makes your package look good.
Thanks, guys. This is the single biggest donation that we've ever had.
You're welcome, but it was Carl that made it all happen.
Oh, you're a good man, Carl.
No big deal. I know a lot of people who are willing to give.
Terrence is on stage.
Say it a million times. Say it a million more times. And the word you will have said 2 million times.
Yeah! Terrence stares incredulously. His audience of believers are all completely naked.
Good God.
ITFC audio description written by Alice Sanders and Matthew Vickers was read by John Walskill. Colourful painted lines run through captions, directed by Peyton Reed. Screenplay by Nicholas Stoller and Jared Paul, and Andrew Mogul, produced by Richard D. Zanuck. David Heyman, based on the book by Danny Wallace. Is your love changing or is it? Executive producers Marty Ewing, Dana Goldberg, and Bruce Berman. Jim Carrey, Yes Man. Director of Photography, Robert Yeoman, ASC. Production Designer, Andrew Laws. Edited by Craig Alpert. Co-producers, Kathalie Frauenfelder, Tiffany Daniel. Zooey Deschanel, Bradley Cooper, John Michael Higgins, Rhys Darby, Danny Masterson, Fionnuala Flanagan, and Terrence Stamp. Sasha Alexander, Molly Sims, Brent Briscoe, Rocky Carroll, John Cothran, Spencer Garrett. Casting by David Rubin, CSA, and Richard Hicks, CSA. On a coast road, Carl and Allison are wearing specially designed suits with rollerblade wheels on the chest, arms, and legs. The designer, Marv, is with them.
So, anything else we need to know?
Hey, your instinct is going to be to break with your chin or your forehead. Try to resist that.
Right.
Oh, and thanks for the loan. I never could have finished the suits without it.
Marv drives off.
Listen, I'm not going to think anything less of you if you don't want to do this.
What?
I mean, I'm still going to be attracted to you if you're a little chicken.
What if I'm one of those chickens whose head doesn't get cleanly severed and my beak ends up in the bucket? I'll see you at the bottom.
Unless you pass out!
I told you! My foot caught a nail!
Both wearing helmets, they whiz down the road on their stomachs. Allison leads. Original score by Lyle Workman, Mark Oliver Everett. Songs by Eels. Music supervisor Jonathan Karp. Costumes designed by Mark Bridges. Associate producers Danny Wallace, Linda Fields Hill. A Warner Brothers Pictures presentation in association with Village Roadshow Pictures, a Heyday Films Zanuck Company production. Carl and Allison skate down the winding road on their bellies. Cast: Carl, Jim Carrey; Allison, Zooey Deschanel; Peter, Bradley Cooper; Nick, John Michael Higgins; Norman, Rhys Darby.
I love it! Let's go
for Rooney, Danny Masterson; Tilly, Fionnuala Flanagan; Terence, Terence Stamp; Lucy, Sasha Alexander; Stephanie, Molly Sims; Homeless Guy, Brent Briscoe. Wes, Rocky Carroll; Tweed, John Cothran; Multak, Spencer Garrett; Ted, Sean O'Brien; Flyer Guy, Kai Lennox; Woman Bank Employee, Cecilia Antoinette. Marv, Patrick Labiotto; Marv's Wife, Jamie Denbow; Sophie, Shelby Zamanek; Orange Seller, Alfred de Contreras. Loan applicant Peter Giles. Yes patrons Rebecca Corrie, Whitney Anderson, Pride Grin, Kerry Hoyt, Farinouche, Anna Kadja. Janet, Mail Flanagan. Bigfoot waitress Ronnie Miron. Daphne, Heidi Hirschback. Scary boyfriend Graham Shields. Mormon Brandon Walter. Buttercup girls Emily Chen, Ashley Martinez. Flight instructor Kenneth Searle, Korean instructor John H. Song, Korean class student Lauren Kim, father at homeless shelter Mike Gomez, farmer E.J. Callahan. Munchausen by proxy band members Kelly Harris, Becky Cooper-Smith, Gillian Ivor Meador. Reggie, Jarad Paul, Lee, Aaron Takashi, Quidditch player John Baggio, security guard Hollywood Bowl, Peter Spellos. Sue Mee, Vivian Bang, Chul Su, William Will Sim, bystander Jackie Harris, Guy in Crowd, Trent Minks. Singers Sally Stevens, Eric Bradley, Terry Coidy, Guy Mader, John Pagano. Airline representative Lisa Long. Tour guide Mary Pat Green. Ticket lady Stephanie Hodge. Corporate exec Matt Miller. Caddy J.R. Nutt. Woman in gallery Kat Sawyer. Tow truck driver Lance Wesley. Nurse Catsy Chapel. Security guard hospital Poetry. Soundtrack available on Lakeshore Records. Separate Ways Worlds Apart, performed by Journey. Old Enough, performed by the Raconteurs. To Lick Your Boots, performed by Eels. The Spaces Between, performed by Expatriate. Jumper, performed by Jim Carrey. Journey to the Centre of the Earth and Uh-huh, performed by Von Eva and Zooey Deschanel. This motion picture, copyright 2008, Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc., US, Canada, Bahamas and Bermuda. Copyright 2008, Village Roadshow Films, BVI Limited, all other territories. Screenplay, copyright 2008, Warner Brothers Entertainment, Inc., US, Canada, Bahamas and Bermuda. Copyright 2008, Village Roadshow Films, BVI Limited, all other territories. Original score, copyright 2008, Warner Olive Music, LLC and Warner Barham Music, LLC. All material is protected by copyright laws of the United States and all other countries throughout the world, all rights reserved. Country of first publication, United States of America. WV Films IV, LLC is the author of this motion picture for purposes of copyright and other laws. Any unauthorized exhibition, distribution or copying of this film or any part thereof, including soundtrack, is an infringement of the relevant copyright and will subject the infringer to severe civil and criminal penalties. The story, all names, characters and incidents portrayed in this production are fictitious. No identification with actual persons, places, buildings and products is intended or should be inferred. The Zanuck Company. Heyday Films. distributed by Warner Brothers Pictures, a Time Warner company.